Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox, your daily dose of clarity and chill vibes, hosted by yours truly, Leo Weston. Today's topic, something super crucial in this crazy world we live in, self-care routines for relaxation. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mind is a hamster wheel spinning at warp speed, and the only way to slow down is to literally crash. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a better way. Think of this podcast as your personal self-care cheat sheet. We're diving deep into actionable steps you can take to reclaim your peace, recharge those batteries, and rediscover the joy in simply being. Because let's face it, folks, life throws enough curveballs without us adding extra stress on top of that. First things first, ditch the guilt trip. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? If you're running around trying to be everything for everyone, taking care of every task and obligation, eventually you're going to hit a wall. And when that happens, who gets hurt? You. So, prioritize your well-being because it's not just about feeling good, it's about being functional, productive, and present in your life. Now, let's get real for a second. The beauty of self-care is that it's incredibly personalized. What works for one person might be a total snooze fest for another. So, let's explore 5 key takeaways to help you build a routine that feels authentically you. 1. Listen to your body. This is the non-negotiable foundation of any good self-care plan. Are you feeling drained, stressed, anxious? Your body whispers clues all the time. It's up to us to learn its language. Pay attention to those signals, that nagging headache, the tight muscles in your shoulders, or even just a persistent feeling of blah. These are your cues to hit the pause button and recharge. 2. Find your happy place. This doesn't have to be a tropical island, folks. Your happy place is whatever brings you joy, peace, or a sense of calm. Maybe it's curling up with a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or even just spending some quiet time journaling. The key is to identify activities that genuinely nourish your soul and make you feel good. 3. Embrace the power of no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential for setting healthy boundaries. You don't have to say yes to every request or commitment. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and politely decline things that drain your energy or time. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-respect. 4. Move your body. This doesn't have to mean grueling workouts at the gym, unless you love those. Find physical activities you genuinely enjoy. Dancing, yoga, swimming, hiking, biking, whatever gets you moving and feeling alive. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects, and helps reduce stress. 5. Prioritize sleep. Sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality shut-eye each night. This allows your body and mind to repair, recharge, and function at their best. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Take a warm bath, read a book, listen to calming music, and make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Okay, let's bring this to life with a relatable scenario. Imagine this. You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some social time. You're constantly running around feeling overwhelmed and struggling to focus. Sounds familiar? Now, imagine you carve out 30 minutes each morning for a simple routine, stretching, deep breathing exercises, and maybe even a quick meditation. Suddenly, you feel calmer, more grounded, and ready to tackle the day with renewed energy. See what I mean? Self-care isn't about adding another thing to your to-do list. It's about strategically integrating practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul into your daily life. So, remember this. You deserve to feel good. Don't wait for burnout to strike before prioritizing self-care. Start incorporating these actionable tips into your routine today. Even small changes can make a world of difference. Take that first step, friends. You've got this. And as always, keep the conversation going on social media. Share your self-care rituals, your wins, and your struggles. Let's create a supportive community where we uplift each other and prioritize our well-being together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you are amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.